It's Friday, time to talk business with Sonia Sorich, Social Engagement Manager and Retail Reporter for the Sacramento Business Journal.
Good morning, Steve.
You've got news on some changes that will make getting to and through downtown Sacramento a lot easier.
We are talking about the roads in the downtown rail yard, which will officially open on August 19th. This is a $97 million project that includes roads and bridges that have been built over the past 3 years. This will improve the traffic circulation downtown, and that's especially notable given the upcoming opening of Golden One Center, when we're going to need all the traffic help possible, it seems.
But it's still kind of like a ghost town at the rail yards. I mean, there still aren't any buildings open there.
We won't see new buildings opened or built at the rail yard for quite some time. But, you know, eventually we can expect the Kaiser Permanente Medical Center, the Sac Republic Soccer Stadium, and quite a few housing units as well. And, of course, those historic Central Shops buildings.
This week, a revamped version of the Placerville restaurant Tortilla Flats open. What's the story there? How'd it come back to life?
This restaurant is in downtown Placerville on Placerville's Main Street. It has quite a following, not only from locals there in Placerville, but many people drive by and stop when they're visiting from out of the area to go to places such as Apple Hill. It's been around for about 40 years, and the most recent version of Tortilla Flats closed late last year. Now, a married couple that operates multiple businesses in the Bodega Bay area has reopened the restaurant, and it's now called Tortilla Flats Cantina.
Well, other than calling it a cantina, did they make any other changes to the restaurant?
They did brighten up the interior, but retain some of the design elements. You'll probably notice some of the biggest changes when it comes to the food menu. In the previous incarnation, the restaurant had just about 2.5 stars on Yelp. It's clear that the new owners want to improve the reputation of the food at Tortilla Flats Cantina. You'll see an emphasis on fresh ingredients, things like organic eggs, free-range chicken, and the menu includes options such as Apple Hill Carnitas.
There's some more restaurant news. A Midtown Sacramento eatery is also making some changes.
Poorhouse on Q Street, which is transforming into High Water. The owners of Dad's Sandwiches on J&S Streets bought the business late last year, and now we are seeing some of the major changes that they're planning to implement. The restaurant will close for a few days next week, and then it will officially launch as High Water on August 12th.
Well, the Poorhouse used to have like beer taps on all their tables. Is High Water going to do that too?
Say goodbye to the beer taps on the table. You can also say goodbye to the Vapor Lounge, which was also a part of the previous incarnation of the business. This kind of goes back to the new owner's mission for the restaurant. They wanted to transform from what was previously regarded as mainly a bar to a restaurant and entertainment venue. They're going to include DJ shows, some of which they've already featured, and they're also taking the menu beyond burgers and sandwiches to include some entrees influenced by the food in New Mexico, such as chicken adobo.
And why do you think the Poorhouse closed?
Well, it opened in 2012 under the most previous owners, Bob Simpson and Trevor Schultz, who operate a variety of local nightlife venues. I think they just wanted to focus their attention on other projects. They have quite a lot going on, and it was kind of just time to make that progression.
Hey, what's the latest on the new Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op store? Is it close to being finished?
It's getting close. This week, we took a tour of the construction, and the latest estimate in terms of a schedule is looking at an early September opening. Now, this is contingent on a lot of things, such as finishing that construction, training staff, all that good stuff, but it could open as soon as early September. If you remember, this store is significantly larger than the current location, which is on Alhambra Boulevard. It's located within walking distance of that existing site, and you'll see a larger emphasis on prepared food with new additions such as a sushi station, pizza counter, and a burrito bar.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich with the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.